Hello again, everybody. Time for another edition of Let's Talk About It here, Jamestown 107.1, streaming, newsdakota.com. And of course, you can listen back to podcasts. Just search out KQDJ Podcasts. You can listen back to wherever you get your podcasts from. Well, John Lilliard is with me right now, and we're going to talk James Valley pheasants forever. John, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
Well, we're going to talk about the James Valley Pheasants Forever banquet coming up, the annual banquet. So let's, first and foremost, when and where is it coming up?
Sure. I think it's our 14th. I was trying to think about that as I drove up here, but I think this is our 14th annual banquet. It is this Friday, November 1st at 5 o'clock at the at Club 1883, formerly known as the Jamestown KC Hall. So the items will go, you know, on sale beginning at 5. We plan to eat around 7. We typically will get done somewhere right around 9 o'clock.
Okay. So let's talk about specifically what types of activities or projects that James Valley Pheasants Forever gets into and the local chapter supports.
Sure. One of the things that we've been doing for a number of years, and I believe it's actually one of the fastest growing sports in the United States, is the James Valley Pheasants Forever chapter supports three different shooting teams. We support the Jamestown High School's shooting team. We support the Barnes County North, and we've done that longer than any of the three. And then we also support the shooting team at the University of Jamestown. So we've done that a number of years, and it's great to see, you know, so many people joining the shooting sports. And like I said, the neat thing about it is it's the fastest growing, but the neat thing is it doesn't have the injuries that some of the other sports do. And anybody can do it. It doesn't matter on your size or your athletic ability, boys and girls, men and women. And it is very fast growing, not only just in North Dakota, but they have high school championships now. They have college championships. So, and you can actually receive a scholarship to go shoot at college. So we've supported that for a number of years. We also support national and state Pheasants Forever projects. One of the things that we just recently did, there was a 20-for-1 match on a Pheasants Forever project that was called Build a Wildlife Area Week. And the local chapter did give $5,000 to that project. So $20,000 was given in you know, with the matching funds to be able to do, to access, give better access to wildlife areas, build better wildlife areas, not just for pheasants, but ducks, deer. One of the things Pheasants Forever does a lot of is pollinator projects. So it's helping the bee population. It's helping the butterfly population. We have also supported the Arts Park. We're one of the charter members of that project. And you've got signs down there that indicate, you know, what native plants in North Dakota are being grown there. So you can learn about them by using your phone to gather information to see if it's something you want to be able to try in your own garden. My wife is a master gardener, so she's always excited about anything like that that we are able to do. So lots of different projects, both locally and nationally.
It's a wonderful cause, and you know, that's always the case. And so talking about the event this year, the annual banquet coming up, what are some of the items that are going to be available this year? Because that's always a great list.
Sure. One of the things I think, and I go to a lot of banquets, not just our banquets, but also Pheasant Forever banquets throughout South Central North Dakota. But go to Ducks Unlimited, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, you know, Stutzman County Wildlife, United Sportsmen. We go to lots of different banquets. But one of the things I think that we pride ourselves on is we really try to have something for everybody. We have lots of stuff for the kids. We buy and get items donated for women specifically. This year we've got a pink gun or a pink pistol with a pink concealed carry purse. There's one on the live auction, and then we've also got a pink purse for the 50-50 raffle where people buy tickets and then half the money comes to Pheasants Forever and half the money goes to the person that won. We do that with a vest for the men. Typically, the amount gets close to $500 that people win with that, so it's a nice prize. We have 16 guns at the banquet, pistols, shotguns, rifles, and some collector guns. We've got a Golden Boy, or Henry Golden Boy, which is always very popular. We've got the Gun of the Year from Pheasants Forever. And this year, I believe we have, at this point, still to be yet determined finally, but we've got about 16 live auction items. We've got a we've got some collector bourbons. We have some. We have the print of the year. We have coolers. We have a fire pit. We have a couple of grills. We also have a Ford Raptor Power Wheels that RM Stout was donated to us. It's pretty cool if you've got little ones.
Yeah.
It looks like a real grown-up truck, only it happens to be a little person be able to do that. We've got Pizza of a Month from Johnny B's. We've got that's in the live auction, and then in the silent auction, we've got Twins tickets that the radio station was able to help. We've got a number of golf and carts from the Jamestown Country Club. We've got some grooming packages. We've got Spirit Lake Resort and Casino Getaways in Devil's Lake. We've got another cooler. We've got oil changes. We've got grooming packages for women. We've got Bloody Mary mixes from a couple of different places. We've got deer blinds. We've got Jamestown inflatable certificates for $150. Actually, one of those will be in our grab bags. This year, we're doing something a little bit different with our grab bags because they're very popular, and they usually sell out within 15 minutes, and we'll have like 70 of them.
Wow.
And they're, this year, we decided with people's comments from last year that it's like, well, we get here at 6 o'clock, and then all the grab bags are gone. So we are going to split the grab bags in half this year and do half of them at 5 o'clock and then half of them again at 6. So I believe the bags are $30. There's usually at least $30 worth of merchandise in there. Some of them might be certificates for restaurants. Like I said, we're giving $150 gift certificate for Jamestown Inflatables in one of those grab bags. And I believe we are putting tickets to win a 22 in each one of those bags. So if you buy a bag, you're getting that. And then one of the popular other raffles are Riddles has been a major sponsor for a long time, and we do a jewelry raffle. And the nice thing about that is if you win, you get $500 to spend at Riddles, and it can be anything you want. So it's obviously for men, women. If you're thinking about getting engaged, you might have $500 to use on an engagement ring. We do that up to 5 times in the evening, and then so a person has a pretty good chance of doing that. And then the other big raffle that we do besides the gun raffles is we call it the High Five, where we've got 6 prizes. Each prize is worth at least $250. We've got a can cooler from Lifestyle Appliance that holds like 120 cans of your favorite beverage. And then we've got other things that are somewhere around that $200 to $350 value. We're only going to sell 100 tickets at $20 a piece. So then there are people, there are six prizes, and there are 5 winners. And then whatever prize isn't picked out of that raffle, it will go to the live auction.
Wow. So definitely a great incentive to come out. And so the big question, I guess, how do people get tickets for it?
Well, I grabbed it. I had one at home, honestly, but we have posters pretty much anywhere in town. Probably the easiest way in today's world is to take your phone and take a picture of the QR code, which will take you right to the website.
Nice.
If you do buy tickets before Friday, you will save $10.
Okay.
You do that online. And if you take a picture of this, the other thing you can do is go to pheasantsforever.org and click on, you know, upcoming events, and then it will take you to not just events in North Dakota, but events, you know, throughout the country for Pheasants Forever or Quail Forever, that for that matter. And you should be able to find James Valley Pheasants Forever Banquet on November 1st, and then click on Buy Tickets, and it will take you to the same place. There are tickets available at the door. I do recommend you to get there early. Last year, we didn't turn anybody away, but we were very, very close.
Yeah.
There is a space issue a little bit with this. So we can get in about 170 people comfortably inside the hall. So we're fairly close at this point, and we always have some walk-up business, obviously.
Yeah. So look for those posters. Looking right at it, the QR code's right on there. You just, just snap the picture. Like you said, you do the QR code thing, and it'll set you right up to it. such a popular event, such a, you know, a well, well done event, I think. And that's why people love to come to it. And so, what about joining Pheasants Forever, John? How about that?
Well, one of the things I guess I should remember or mention is that James, Pheasants Forever banquets are member only banquets.
Okay.
So you do need to join. So that's why our tickets are $60, because of that $60, $35 currently goes to Pheasants Forever for your annual membership. With your membership, you get 4 magazines a year. That are very, very well done. In fact, it's almost every edition there is an article from North Dakota. We have a very active state when it comes to pheasants.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something locally. So you get 4 magazines. Beginning next year, that's one thing that's different. If you do go online and you use your credit card to purchase this, it will automatically renew year from whenever you buy it. So that's something different that Pheasants Forever has not done, but obviously there are not an awful lot of organizations that do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's $35. I believe the fee is going up to $45 next year. It's been $35, I think, for all 14 years I've been a member.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably about time. But and then the other $25 of the ticket actually goes to cover the food and, you know, the expenses of doing the banquet. But you also can be a lifetime member for Pheasants Forever, which I am a lifetime member. It's there is an incentive for people to do that periodically. I'm not exactly sure what it is right at this moment, but it is $1,000 to be a lifetime member, but then obviously you can go to any banquet anywhere, mm-hmm. and you just pay $25 or whatever the fee is to get in the door. There are people who buy there are people who buy their memberships separate from coming to the banquet. They will have a card that they could bring to the banquet, and then they would just have to pay $25. So they don't pay $60 if they're already if they are a current member.
Sure,
we can look that up on the computer if they don't happen to have the card. So that we can just see, yes, you are a member, and it'll be $25. You can bring a guest with you. They don't have to be a member. So if you bring your child, they can join and become a ringneck, as they call it. There is a different cost if you're a student at high school or college. But then you can bring a guest, such as a spouse or a significant other, and then it's $25 for that.
Okay. Perfect. And again, one more time, when and where for this, John?
This Friday, November 1st, beginning at 5 o'clock at Club 1883. Like I said, we hope to have you out of there about 9 o'clock. You know, it's a lot of fun. We just, you know, we do put in an awful lot of work. There's a great committee of people that have been working for months on this. But the evening goes fast. We also recognize that people don't want to be there forever. So we try to really keep things moving. And the food will be great. It'll be lots of fun. We've actually got a guy, our current president, Bob Bieber, is receiving the North Dakota Volunteer of the Year.
Wow.
So that's kind of a thing, neat thing for Bob, and it's a neat thing for our chapter.
Well, John, thanks for coming in and talking about this event, and wish you all the luck in the world with it to continue to be as successful as it is. So thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you, and appreciate the gift.
Absolutely. John Lilliard there. James Valley Pheasants Forever, their big banquet event happening this Friday. And that'll do it for this edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1.